Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on October 18th, 2017. My guest today is John Goody, CFO of healthcare REIT Welltower. Welltower's been studying real estate preferences of the new generation of aging adults in the United States, and some of their findings are pretty surprising. John, thank you for joining us.
No, pleasure. Good to speak to you, Alan.
John, we generally think of retirement as a stage in life, really, that kind of plays out maybe in the quiet of the suburbs or, you know, moving to the beach, something like that. But it seems as though Welltower's research indicates that the looming generation of retirees aren't really looking for that.
I think that's entirely true, Alan. You know, what the research has shown us, and we surveyed 3,000 people in the top 10 cities within the US and Canada, was that is probably now a more classical view than the reality of the situation. People are really committed to living in cities that they've enjoyed, you know, most of their adult life well into their 80s. And in fact, you know, the vast majority, upwards of 80%, see that as their preferred option going forwards. And obviously, you know, that will be a mix of living in one's own home, but also in more professional environments of congregate living, whether it be independent or assisted. And as you know, this population is very sizable and is soon to be the fastest growing population segment of our society. So this creates a very interesting dynamic for people like Welltower.
Absolutely. So what then are some of the motivating factors keeping these retirees in the city?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, what we found was that it's a number of factors. You know, in that sort of high importance category, people obviously want great access and easy access to good healthcare. I think many people as they age realize that they need that to support their daily living going forwards. But they also want to be close to family and friends and their grandchildren, as well as to the amenities of the city that they've enjoyed through their adult life to this point. But I think in addition, as this society changes, as aging changes, they also want access to potentially longer-term employment, you know, into what we would now consider retirement, and to engagement with community. So I think, again, challenging very much the notion of a quiet retirement from 65 onwards. People actually want to remain very much part of the broader community and use the amenities that big cities have to offer.
So that naturally raises the question, though, the existing inventory of living spaces in big cities for these people, I mean, can it match the expected demand?
As it is today, I think the answer to that is clearly no. We have a couple of, you know, big challenges, both as society and then, I guess, as providers of the new format of real estate. I mean, I think the first society challenge we have is we will have this aging population. They will demand more healthcare. They will want the cities to be accessible to them. So from an accessibility point of view, having seniors being considered in how they access the amenities of cities, you see it in all Western countries, you know, step-free access, lifts instead of stairs, all these types of facilitating technologies are very important. But also seniors realize that the, you know, classic family home with lots of stairs, maybe now too much space, is not the environment which is ideal for them to age in safely and appropriately. And that's what excites us at Welltower, is that we believe embracing that urban core opportunity, as we're doing in 56 and Lexington, as we're doing in downtown Toronto and in places like Wandsworth in London, is a really exciting new opportunity to deploy capital where we clearly see in areas where seniors wish to live going forward. They don't want to move from their neighborhood and their friends and family. They wish to stay where they are, but they don't really have the choice at the moment, or a good choice at the moment, of where to age with wellness.
So I guess then, I mean, you know, you touched on a few of them there, but are there, you know, other considerations for city officials and urban planners to keep in mind here?
Yeah, well, I think we are definitely seniors are more active as a generation than they ever were. So elements like social services, transportation, facilitation of mobility, as we discussed, all those things city officials now have to, you know, to plan for, because this cohort is not leaving the cities as it used to. So the average age of cities is not only aging every year, the mix of the blend of the population is aging more quickly than, if you like, than the average. So they do have to think about these things as we do as an investor, but they have to think about it as from a social responsibility point of view, actually how they can facilitate what is now quite a significant aging of city populations. And I think we see that that the survey we've had, that people do want to use amenities, so they don't intend to age, in their home. They want to age within the broader community.
Well, very interesting stuff, John. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, my pleasure. Thank you, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For The REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.